Joshua chapter 23. A long time after the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their enemies, Joshua was old and well on in years. Joshua summoned all Israel, including their elders, leaders, judges, and officers, and said to them, "I am old and well on in years. You have seen all that the Lord your God did to all the nations because of you, for it was the Lord your God who fought for you. Look, I have assigned you your tribal inheritances from these nations that are remaining along with the nations that I have conquered, from the Jordan River all the way over to the great sea in the west. The Lord your God will push them out before you and drive them out of your sight. You will possess their land as the Lord your God promised you. Therefore, be careful to obey and do everything that is written in the scroll of the law of Moses, so that you do not turn aside from it to the right or to the left, so that you are not mixed in with these nations that remain among you. Make no mention of the names of their gods, or swear by them, serve or bow down to them, but hold tight to the Lord your God, as you have done to this day. For the Lord has driven out before you great and mighty nations. But as for you, no one has been able to resist you to this day. One of you will chase a thousand, for the Lord your God, he is fighting for you, just as he told you that he would. Make sure that you love the Lord your God. But if you turn back and ally with the survivors of these nations who remain among you, and intermarry with them, know for sure that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations before you, but they will be a snare and a trap to you, a whip tearing into your sides and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from this good land the Lord your God has given you. Look, today I am about to go the way of all the earth. You know, with all your hearts and souls, that not one thing of all the good promises the Lord your God spoke concerning you has been left unfulfilled. Everything has been accomplished. Not one thing has been left unfulfilled. But just as all the good things the Lord your God has promised you have been accomplished, so the Lord will bring on you all the disastrous things until he has destroyed you from off this good land the Lord your God has given you, if you break the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and go and serve other gods and bow down to them, then the anger of the Lord will be sparked against you, and you will quickly perish from the good land he has given to you.